Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hi, we're calling about a thing we got from y'all. It has a reservation number on it.
Okay, yeah, if you can go ahead and give me that code there when you get a chance, please.
2311.
Okay.
0801. 0055. 1942.
All right, let me bring up your file here. Are you calling on behalf of Larry Langston there?
Yes, sir. Hang on. He's right here. 1 minute. He'll
okay.
Let you speak to me. Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, Larry.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm. I don't have a business name for you on file here. What business are you with?
It's Discount Roofing of St. Augustine, LLC.
Discount Roofing of St. Augustine LLC. Okay, perfect. Did you want me to go over the information there with the lady who dialed, or did you want to chat about it? Or?
She's gonna do it.
Okay.
I can't stand talking on the phone, so she has.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
No problem.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. So let me just. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Tina.
Tina, okay, Tina. Yeah, I'm just going to confirm some information we have on file here, Tina. I'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. So I have billing address down as 1800 Bryan Way, St. Augustine, Florida, 32084.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it looks like you guys are clearly LLC. How long has Larry been in business there?
10 years.
Okay. What's the best, are you guys dialing off the company phone? Is this a cell phone?
This is just our house number.
This is just the house number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the best business number for the company there?
The company phone number is 904.
Okay.
344-6199, and that's a cell number.
Okay, and I'm sorry, you said your name was Tina?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to double check. Yeah, so if you can tell me what you're looking to do there, I can kind of, you know, point you in the right direction as far as our programs go. Is it equipment or capital that you and Larry are looking at there?
Are we wanting equipment or capital? What are we wanting the loan for? Capital.
Okay. All right. And how much are you guys looking to bring on there?
How much you want, Larry? $150.
Okay. And is he the 100% owner there?
Yes, he's 100% owner, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And what is the use of the proceeds? What is he looking for the $150,000 for?
What are the use of the proceeds? For the proceeds.
What is he going to do with the money?
Like, what are you going to do with the money? Get new trucks and add on to his shop.
Okay, and how much did the business do last year in gross annual sales?
Gross sales last year, Larry.
332.
But he's not sure if it shows that or not.
Okay. And so we have two different programs here. We have our working capital program and then our equipment finance program. It sounds like he's looking for a little bit of both. So how much money does he need in cash, like excluding the trucks, how much money is he looking as far as cash flow goes?
He said excluding the trucks, like how much money are you looking for cash flow-wise? Like how much cash do you want? The 150 is everything. The trucks and everything in that is in that amount. That's what the amount was.
Right. So what I'm trying to get at here is we have two different programs here. One of them is 2 to 5 year loans. The other ones are unsecured working capital program, which is shorter term. So we have two different programs. If he's looking for vehicles, you know, we would do it separately, depending on his credit there. So how's his personal credit?
It's all right, I would say.
Okay, so average. Yeah. And how much are the? How many trucks is he looking to bring on there?
His credit score is a 650. He said.
650.
Yeah.
Okay, and how many trucks is he looking to bring on?
Like, how many trucks would you want to be getting?
Tell him, I don't know that. Tell him I got two now. I don't know if I'm replacing both of them.
He's got two right now, so he doesn't know if he's going to be replacing one or two of them, but he's got two right now.
Okay, and how much do those cost?
How much do the trucks cost? Like a new truck.
A new one? $40,000.
$40,000.
Okay. And are these additional? Is he replacing these?
He's going to be replacing what we have.
Okay. Okay. And how soon is he looking to do this?
As soon as you can do it.
Okay. So the trucks are about, so realistically, you know, let me ask you this first, does he have any current loans right now?
We have our mortgage on our house.
Okay, that's it.
And then we have, my vehicle is financed, his name is on it as my co-signer.
Okay, so just to give you some feedback there, as far as, you know, we can look at financing the trucks, but trucks aside, you know, we'd be looking at being able to $30,000 to $50,000 there for the business, kind of somewhere in that ballpark, and that would be excluding the trucks we would finance. So, what I'd like to do is shoot you guys off an application. I'm gonna actually shoot you off two applications. One's for the vehicles. One would be for the capital. And what's the best email to send that off to there, Tina?
He said he can give you like 30 to 50 cash, and then they can finance your vehicles.
We can see. I don't want to promise anything. We can see, you know.
No, but he don't want to do that where y'all finance anything. He just wants, like, the loan part, just like a cash loan is all he wants then.
Okay. So can you ask him if, you know, $30,000 to $50,000 is something that...
Yeah, he says he can finance in. Does $30,000 to $50,000 sound all right?
Tell him 50 is as low as I'll get.
If he can't get 50 or above that, he doesn't want it.
Okay, I mean, we definitely have a good shot at getting it for him. It's just, you know, I think we might have a good shot at getting him 50. So what I'll do is I'll send him off the application there. What's a good email address for him?
discountroofing1@yahoo.com. In my little thing that I got from y'all, I have a business loan application right here in my hand.
Yeah, the one I'm going to send you is a little more official.
Okay.
So it's discount roofing, the number one, correct?
Yes.
At yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay, I will send him that application here shortly. Alrighty?
Okay, and I'll get it filled out and send it right back to you.
Sounds good. And then we're just going to look at some bank statements in the first page of a tax return, and I'll put that in there, and you guys will also have my contact information if you have any questions, alright?
Okay.
Okay, sounds good, Tina. I'll get that out to you shortly.
Alright.
Alright, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.